Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. He is worthy of it all. Before you guys sit, can you help me do the hymn, When Peace Like the River Attended My Way? Can you pull it up? Okay. When Peace Like the River Attended My Way. God is worthy of it all. The hymn will set the pace for our message this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When peace like a river attended my way. If you don't have it, I can give somebody who can sing. You can? Okay, so. All right. I have a copy of it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You can start it anytime. Yes. Join me and say, it is well. In my soul, it is well. You can sit down. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to use this opportunity to welcome our brother evangelist to Tite back from evangelism. Raise your hand and bless the name of the Lord, brother. He's been out in the field doing the Lord's work, and we thank God for his life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He doesn't say much, but he does a lot in the field, and to God be the glory. Thank you, praise team. It is well with my soul. Amen. Amen. We're already 15 minutes into, or 10, 14 minutes into the message. So please, whoever is on that monitor, be attentive so that we can move a little fast. I want you to open Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10 for the message of this morning. It will bless you. Amen. It will lift you up. It will grant God the grace you need. Grant you the grace you need to continue trusting in the Lord. Everybody join me and say, say ye to the righteous. Let's start again. Everybody join me and say, say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful promise. We are discussing something that God said, and we're going to go into it a little to show you how you can be challenged with this confession. But we thank God that his promise standeth forever. Amen. Say to everybody sitting here this morning, it shall be well with your soul. That's what God is telling us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Meditating over this message, I start to ask myself, could it be possible that there is somebody in this world, in this life we live in, that doesn't have any trouble, that doesn't have a situation, a trial, a pinch somewhere, that if given the opportunity to change, they will say, I have nothing to change. Everything is just perfect. It might be big, it might be small. And I start to wonder, is there any such person? Has God made it possible that there is anybody that doesn't have any problem, that doesn't have any trial, that doesn't have any circumstances, any situation, maybe in family, maybe in finance, maybe in their life, maybe in health, maybe in different aspects of life. Maybe they want this country to change. Maybe they just different. Is there anybody that is given an opportunity to change something that will say, there is nothing to change. Everything is just perfect. And I told myself, I doubt it. I don't think so, because God has designed it differently. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That we all have situations. Yesterday, I think, or 2 days ago, this young man, Harry, the prince of Kingdom of United Kingdom or something like that, got married. And I was seeing on the TV, the pomp, the thousands and thousands of people, millions of people is being talked about all over. And one of them said, what a perfect life. The guy doesn't have to go to work like me or think of how to make a buck or two. He was born into wealth. He can pick his choice of any woman in the world except for my wife and probably get it. And he can just live a charmed life. And I wonder if somebody should call, hey, Harry, hello, dude, what's going on? Say, I'm God calling you from heaven. Do you have anything you can change in your life? Anything that is bugging you? Anything that at times touches you as a human being that you can change? Do you think that he will say no? I can guarantee you he will have something. He will have something. Maybe he will say, I wish that my mother, Prince Diana, will be here today on my happiest day. You think he didn't cry about it or thought about it a night before his wedding? So God have designed for the rich, for the poor, for the great, the mighty, or the peons, the prince of this world, or the peons, or whatever you are, that there is something, a situation that if given the opportunity, you will change. And I can say for sure for everybody here, sitting here this morning, if there's a switch that can turn off a situation, everybody will flip something. I know about 10 I can flip right now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job put it very well in Job 14:1. He said, man born of woman, or for that matter, woman born of woman, or whatever. He said, their days are what? Few days, and full of what? Trouble. It might be a toothache. Might be like you, I broke my finger. It is something I want to change. Maybe you want to grow some more hair. Some situation is bigger than others. But somehow there is always trouble in life. Paul then said it in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 to 9. 2 Corinthians 8 to 9. He said, we are pressed on every side. That is life. Whether you like it or you don't like it. There is a pinch on one side. There's a pressure on the other side. There is place distress or trial or something that is bugging you or something that you would like to change. Might be children. Might be husband. It might be wife. It might be you don't have any of those and you want it to change. It might be health. It might be finance. It can be so platinum of everything or a lot of things in life. But yet, God says to me and to you this morning, he says, say to who, everybody, say to the righteous, it shall be well with your soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How can it be that in the midst of this affliction that is called life, some call it a veil of doom, it's a transitional place to a happier place if you walk in righteousness. How can it be that God said to us in terms of perplexity and despair and distress that face us on every side, says to me in a calm voice, in a reassuring voice, in a time-honored promise, he says to me, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well. With my soul, with my soul, in his. Close your eyes as you meditate. Close your eyes, everybody here. Think deep, think deep, think deep. With my soul. I will sing it as. When peace like a river attended my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my Lord, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Join me and say, it is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Say with me, it is well with my soul, everybody. I say, shout and say, it is well with my soul. It is well with my family. It is well with my children. It is well with my husband. It is well with my job. It is well with my wife. It is well with my finances. It is well with my soul. It is well with the body of Christ. Because the word of God says, say to the righteous, it is well with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do not take it for granted. The power of confession. Do not take it for granted. The power of confession. Romans chapter 10 verse 10. It says, for with the heart man believeth unto what? Righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The challenge this morning we are going to touch is power of confession that goes to believing and saying it. Now, there are two different things I want you to understand in this message. Believing and saying it. Believing with your heart unto righteousness, fulfilling righteousness of God, and saying it unto deliverance, salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, many of us say things we don't believe. And many of us do not say what we believe. I repeat. Many of us say things we do not believe, or the other way, we do not say what we believe. But you are believing, and your confession shall go hand in hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Your confession and your belief will challenge the realms of hell when it becomes what people will consider it to be fanatical. When your confession and belief is fanatical to the unbelieving mind, their natural eyes is seeing your situation as red. And your spiritual eyes is seeing that situation as white. They start to quantify you psychologically. Something is wrong with him. How can you be looking at that bag and say that it is white by faith, when in actual sense it is red? Because they are seeing it with the natural eyes. Whereas you, walking in the realms of faith, in believing God, is seeing it as different color altogether. A great man of God, William Branham, went to pray for a man that was sick and dying in oxygen tent. He was a write-off. Medically, he was a write-off. Everybody is a write-off. So when he comes, the doctor, very nice, kind human being, say, Reverend, yes, please don't give the family any hope. They have already reached the last stage of grief, which is acceptance. The first stage, according to them, is denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then finally, you accept the situation. Don't give them hope again. You see, let me explain to you, Reverend, when this situation is here, there is hope. But their own is way at the bottom here. It is a hopeless situation. I know you meant well, but don't give them any hope. Abraham said, you are seeing with the eyes of the natural. I'm speaking and depending on the eternal word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the realms of faith. I said that when your declaration is so, become a fanatical declaration to the natural eyes, then you are almost in the realm of getting your prayers answered and it is well with your soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, when you are dealing with people like that, I'm coming to something here. Do not be offended when people misunderstand you. Do not be offended when they are telling you what is right, because that is what they are seeing. And you are seeing the opposite. Job made that mistake. In talking with Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, which are his friends in Job 42, verse 10, he was not happy when he was seeing something different and his friends were seeing something different, to the point that it becomes annoying to him, and it was so annoying to him that he kind of delayed his redemption. He delayed his redemption to a point that he has to take Job understanding in 42:10, say, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job after he has prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So do not be offended when people don't see things your way. When you are talking in the realms of the spirit, understanding that God is able, that the word of God says it is well in this situation. And they are telling you to accept, don't deny, don't go into that level of grief. Just accept it, and you are saying, I still believe God. Don't be offended. Don't be offended with them. Just understand that they are talking from their own level. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Radical confession. Let us go to Habakkuk chapter 13, verse 18. And I want everybody to read with me Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. Radical confession. And though the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of olive shall what? Fail. And the field shall yield no meat, even when the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Verse 18. Yet, amen, everybody say with me, yet, I will still rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation, and I can add to it also, say, because it is well with my soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's a radical confession there. The guy is bankrupt. There is no fig tree blossoming. That's the way they measure riches in those days. What you have in your farm life. The labor of olive has failed. There is no flock in the stall. There is nothing you can go and depend on. And then he still say, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Somebody say amen. 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 Hallelujah. Now, I want to tell you that the confession of your faith will be challenged. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 says the just shall live by faith. Amen. The confession that all is well will be challenged both in the spiritual and in the natural realms. What will bring your confession of to performance is your comprehensive faith in the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You will find out that there is a natural realm that will challenge all is well. It could be from friends. It could be from ministers. It could be from doctors. It could be from your bank manager. It could be from your wife. It could be from your husband. It could be from your bosom friend that will challenge your confession that it is well with my soul. And they meant well. They are not saying it to go against you. They meant well. It will challenge you. And then in the spiritual, Satan is working over time 24/7 to make sure that confession you are making, you can backtrack and say it is not so. Because he wake you up 12 midnight, 1 a.m., and it will blow up the mountains, make it like a mountain, the situation that you are facing. And really, it doesn't need to blow up. Some situation is a mountain. But it will still distort it, and your mind will wrap around, how can this ever be turned around? I said it will take your comprehensive faith in the word of God. Comprehensive, totality. A compendium of your faith that says in every area, I will stand my ground, I will not waver, I will not give up, I will not yield. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And at times we look for that deliverance like overnight. Yesterday, it should be yesterday. I want it yesterday. I want it done right away. and God is taking his time for some reason. You know, I don't know about you. I read it, I looked at it, I said, why do we have trials in life? If we don't have any problem, do we need God? I doubt that we do. God made it so, designed it so that men, women, people can turn to him and depend on him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So God may take his time. Job trial lasted days or weeks or months or years. And oh boy, while it lasted, who came around? People close to him. Friends discouraging him, knocking on the door of his faith, telling him to give way, succumb, don't go on. The wife said, curse God and die, it is too much. People close to you can be a deterrent to your faith. When the word of God says, say to the righteous, it is well with you, they will say the opposite. Do not allow that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Let's open 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 26. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 26. Run now, and I pray thee, says the prophet of God, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? And what was the answer? Now, in the natural, let's be sincere. Is it well? Is it well in the natural? Is it well with this woman? And I want somebody to respond. Is it well with this woman in the natural? They'll say no. You can't lie against that. Why? Because there's a dead child lying in a bed. D-E-A-D. Dead. But then she came and they asked, is it well with you? Should I lie or should I say the truth? God help me here. And he says in the spiritual, it is well. That it is well didn't start there. For those of you who don't know the story, the child died, came back one day, had a sunstroke or whatever it is, died. And this is a child of a miracle. This is the only egg in the basket. This is the last dollar the woman have. This is all her life is made of. She has cried for child for years and nothing coming. One day she showed compassion to a man of God. And the man of God said, what do you want? Ah, I don't know if you ask me what I want, what I will ask. I know, I will not say it. But she said, I want a child. I desire a fruit of the womb. And say, according to the season of life, you will have that child. And according to God's word on the season of life, not the word of Satan, but the word of God, at the season of life, she has a child and have a baby. And the baby grew up maybe 13, 14, or 15. And one day was playing around the field and the enemy struck. And when the enemy struck, the father said, go to your mom. You are not feeling well. Let her take care of you. And so she carried him on his lap until the child gave up and died. Can you imagine the burden? An only child. Can you imagine the burden of this woman? Well, probably me, become hysterical, shout and cry, call 911, do every other thing. But she thought, where did this child come from in the beginning? It's from the Lord. And who was the instrument of this salvation? It was the servant of the Lord. What will I do? Did this woman tell the husband? And some of us say they are saying things, but I don't know. There was already some situation because she discerned certain things there, went and pulled the child and said, I'm going to go see the man of the Lord. And the husband said, why are you going today? It's not the new moon or the Sabbath. Huh? There's already some confrontational spirit there. Why are you going? Why are you going to church today? Why are you going to go pray? Why are you going to go on a fast? Why are you going to do this? It's not the new moon or the Sabbath. He say, it is well. She tied her wrapper, whatever they wear in those days. Started running down the street. The neighbor saw her running and said, what is going on, Mama D, Mama A, Mama B, or whatever? It's all well. And she said, what? It is well. She ran down the street 2 miles again, and somebody saw her and said, why are you running like a crazy woman? Is everything well? He said, it is well. Finally, she came to down the street. And Elisha appeared and saw her running like crazy. Say, guys, go meet that woman. Ask her, is he well with you? Is he well with your husband? Is he well with your child? Is he well? And, well, is the servant of the prophet? Yes, it is still well. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do not allow the enemy to distract you. Your believing and your confession shall go hand in hand. You cannot allow your belief to override your confession or your confession to. They have to be in agreement. When the enemy knocks at 12 in the night, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., even after you have prayed and fasted and rebuked that thing and commanded and bind and loosed and everything, and it is still going south, keep believing. Keep confessing that it is well. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Fanatical mind kind of stand. Say something is wrong with him. How can he not see that everything is not well? I asked us, that woman, is everything well? No, it's not. In the natural, the child is dead. Came to the man of God and said, didn't I tell you? You don't bother me with child. You say, I'm going to give you a gift. And you give me a gift. And I treasure this gift. I love this gift. I raise this gift. And now, it's dead. And this servant of the Lord said, something terrible has happened and I didn't know about it. So he went ahead and tell the servant to go raise this thing. And finally, he went in and raised the child, and he became well. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The song we sang this morning, when it says, when peace like a river standing my world, it is well with my soul, was written by Horatio Spafford. I'm telling you three things that happened to this man. His son died. A good man of God. A good friend of Moody, L. Moody, one of the great evangelistic of his time. His son passed away. Then on top of it, a fire started burning, I think, in downtown Chicago and cleaned up all his life earning. Then he decided, Moody was having a ministry, evangelism in England, and said, go join my friend for the evangelism. So he bought a ticket, him and the wife and 4 daughters that is remaining to go. But some business things hindered him, and he sent the 4 daughters and the wife alone to go by ship. In the midst of the ocean, another ship hit their ship and sank it. And she was holding one of the daughters, the youngest one, in her hand. The other 3 went down. After some time, the current tore the last one from her hand, and they lost 4 daughters. Mind you, she already lost a son. She already lost properties. Now she lost, and then she went and said telegraph, because later on they saved her with some other few people. And they went to nearest port, and she made a telegraph to the husband, saved alone. That means the whole family is wiped out. I'm the only one alive. The husband left every business and everything and jumped another ship. And as they were going, The ship captain say, to my best recollection, it's around this area that we have a watery grave for your daughters. And he stood on the deck of this ship and mourned and cried, and then he took his pen when he got to his cabin and wrote this time-honored declaration that even when the peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, whatever my portion, God has taught me to say, it is well with my soul. We remember him till today for this declaration of faith based on the word of God from Isaiah 3:10. Say to the righteous, it is well. Of course, tongues touch your works among people. There must have been sin. Something must have happened. You know, how can all these trials and tribulation and everything happen to one man? Son died, properties lost, daughters lost, and everything. But the man himself is still standing to say, it is well with my soul. So though Satan shall buffet, though trials shall come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate. Amen. And I shed his own lifeblood for me. Therefore, it is still well with my soul. For me, be it Christ, be it hence to live. If Jordan shall not roll away, he says, if Jordan will not part, if the way is blocked and there is no way out, he says, I would know what, it is still well with my soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand on our feet, everybody. There's something I want to bring about as we stand up, and I want you to pay attention as we stand. I want to say that God is our refuge and strength and a very present help even in the time of trouble. Let me advise you and listen to this. You are panicky, fretting, shouting, and hysterical prayer is not what will get you through. Panicking, hysterical, throwing up tantrum and shouting and crying, and that is not what will get you through. It is your comprehensive faith in the word of God, in holding your ground and not giving up, in being what they may call fanatical against all circumstances, in standing firm that God whom I serve, he has promised never to leave or to forsake me. Order your words before him. Trust in his word. Put on your game face and allow his peace that passeth all understanding to prevail in the face of the storm. Amen. The God in the mountain is still the God in the valley. He promised that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will surely come in the morning. He also promised never to leave you nor forsake us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And has charged us, giving us a charge to stand firm and don't back down. Don't break faith with him. Though you might be besieged on every side, though you might be pressed in every side, say stand firm. Whatever our lot may be, let us know and believe that it is well. I said here, you have to believe that it is well and confess it. Even when Jordan will not part, say with me, it is well. Even when Jordan overflows, say with me, it is well. When the enemy shall come with a flood, and you look left and right and front and back, and there is no standard. I want to tell you, there is a time that it comes like a flood, and even though the word of God says that the Lord will raise a standard, there's a time the enemy will come like a flood. And you look to the left, you look to the right, you look up and backward, and you haven't seen that standard. Say still and say and confess, it is well. Hallelujah. When upon life billows, you are tempted, tossed and tossed like a rock doll. When your head seems to be sinking beneath the seas, when your midnight cry seems to be going nowhere, you can still say it is well. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One of the hardest parts as we close, and this week could surprise you, but that's the hardest part for me, and it may be the hardest part for you. Paul said, I cried unto the Lord to raise this affliction from me. The great apostle Paul, he knocked on the door of it, he cried, he called God for whatever it is, I don't know what your interpretation of it may be, but Paul cried out. Paul reached to the God. God have answered him, raised the dead, calmed the storm, did everything for this man. But on a personal issue, he said, God, help me. Deliver me from this. Give me help. And what did God say? My grace is sufficient unto thee. He went back the second time. He knocked again. He cried. He fasted. He prayed. And God said what again? My grace is sufficient unto thee. How many times did he go? 3 times. And the same answer, because God is not man. He still said to him, my grace is sufficient unto thee. So as we close, if you receive ever that one, will you still say, it is well with my soul? That is a tough one. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. We give you all the glory. I don't know what you are going through in anybody here. I want you to know that the promise of God, I've said it. The praise team can start coming out, please. That he who have promised is faithful. It is well with your soul in Jesus' name. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Oh, saints of God, cry no more. There will be joy in, even when they say, thy grace sufficient unto thee for now, say, there will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Oh, saints of God, cry no more. There will be, Father, let our morning come, Lord. In the morning, one more time, join me and say, there will be joy in the morning. Father, help me. There will be joy in the morning. Oh, saints of God, cry no more. Will be joy in the morning. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord.